The Gemara says in Daf Yudam Beis that when it comes to Iber Shana, Tanya Ketzad Amrim Shem Gamliel B'Shloisha Maschilin V'Chamisha Naisnim V'Naisnim V'Garmin B'Shiva. So you start with 3, then you go to 5, then you go to 7. And the Gemara says, Hanu Shloisha Chamisha B'Shiva Keneged Mi. Why are we misacking these numbers of 3, 5, and 7? So the Gemara is on two Pshatim. One Mandam says Keneged Brechas Kahanim. The Pesukim Brechas Kahanim also have 3 Tevas and then 5 Tevas and then 7 Tevas. V'Chal Amr Keneged So in the second pshat, Rashi explains what does that have to do with Berachas Kahanim. What does that have to do with Iber Shana? Because Iber Shana is also from the Tachsisei Malchus Shamayim to be able to make the Shana work out properly. It makes sense to be misakinate the way the Tachsisei Malchus Bnei Adam is to be connected the Tachsisei Malchus Shamayim. But the question is, well, if he the first pshat, connected Berachas Kahanim, what does Berachas Kahanim have to do with Iber Shana? Why would they be misakin at Lafi the Seder Tevis in Birchus Kahanim? And I was thinking maybe it could be Mazel, so the beautiful Varna I saw from the father of the Meshech Chachma, Rav Kleinemus, is brought down in the some of the new Meshech Chachmas bring down this Varna in Parshas Nasa. It's also printed in the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Meir Simcha that it's come to be Mazel after Birchus Kahanim. It says, the Pasuk of a Samach Shmuel Bnei Sav and Yav Arachim. I'll put my name on Klaisel and then I'll give him a bracha. So what does it mean? So the Meshech Chachma's father was Masber that if you count up the words in the 3 Pesukim Berachas Kahanim, there are 15 words between all these Pesukim and Berachas Shem Mishmarecha until the end. You have 15 Tevis, but 3 of those words are the Shem Hashem. It says the Shem Hashem 3 times. So if you minus the Shem Hashem from those 3, from those 15, you end up with 12 words. You have 12 words, and that's connected to the Yud Beis Shvatim. And the point is that the name of Hashem should give a bracha to the Yud Beis Shvatim. And that's what this pasuk means. With so much shmiel, b'nei Yisrael, put my name, the Shem Hashem, al b'nei Yisrael, on the 12 shvatim of b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, and then I'll give him a bracha. And therefore, the 3 shemes of Hashem are coming to give the bracha to the yud beis tevis that are connected to yud beis shvatim. That's the word he said b'shem his father. So maybe I'll be that. You could say it's a duah that the yud beis chadashim are also connected to the yud beis shvatim. So al pi darkai, the pasuk is saying the same thing that Hakadosh Baruch is saying. I'll put my name on the these Yud Beis Tevis, which are connected the Beis Chaydashim V'Ani Avarechem, and then I'll give them a bracha. So these Pesukim are really the makar of the bracha of the 12 Chaydashim of the whole year. And being that when it comes to Iber Shana, that's what you're handling with. It should, you want to work out the 12 Chaydashim, should be 12, should be 13, should it be Mabe the year or not. So it really makes sense to be misakin the Iber Shana, kafid these Pesukim, because these Pesukim are really the Sharish of the bracha for the whole year. And I just want to be same with one other Vart over here from Avfutner and his Igus Mechtavim. He has a letter in Mechtav Yud. It says an interesting thing. I'll be this Gemara. He says, if you look in the Nusach that we say before Berachas Kahanim, so we say, Elokeinu Megev Ezeinu Barachinu Bracha Meshuleshes Batara Aksil V'Nei Mesh Avdacha Hamur Mepion Arnavonav Kahanim Am Kedoshecha Kahamur. So Avfutner writes that this Tfilo is also Mesukin Al-P, the Seder HaPesukim, kifi what the Gemara says over here, because the Gemara says that the Pesukim have 3, 5, and 7, and says if you look at this tefillah, it's also, he has within the 3, 5, and 7. We say, Barchein, we give us the bracha of what? Of bracha, HaMishulashus, Patayra. Those are 3 words, that's connecting the first pasuk. And then we say, Aksuva, Yidei, Maisha, Avdacha, those are 5 words connecting the second pasuk. And then we say, Hamur, and Mipi, Arnavan, of Karnim, Amkidashacha, those are 7 words connected the third pasuk. So the tefillah itself was Mesukin in that order of 3, 5, and 7 connected the Seder HaPesukim. It happens to be there's a shaila how to read these words. Do you say Brachin Barbacha Mishulashus Batara, or is it Brachin Barbacha Mishulashus? And then you say Batara Ksuva De Mesha Avdacha. So this part of my partner would only work out the first way if it's Brachin Barbacha Mishulashus Batara. If Batara is going in the second one, then you'll be missing a word from the first sentence and the extra one in the second one. But I'll upon him, that's what he wants to say, that this Tfilo is Meyusid, I'll be the Seder HaPesukim, Lefi what Agamar says over here.